Well, the federal government is continuing to resist calls to permanently lift the JobSeeker payment, which is set to halve in September once the stimulus package reaches its end. The Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, played down reports from News Corp on Sunday, which said the government was considering adding $75 a week to the pre-pandemic rate. Dr. Greg Malewicz is a lecturer and researcher of Australian politics at the University of Wollongong. River McCrossan asked Dr. Malewicz if the government could cave in to demands.
I don't necessarily think the government knows what's going to happen. I mean, they're in a place where they've done these things. For all the talk about economic recovery, I think the economic recovery is linked to the wider world. And while we've got the international borders closed, particularly with tourism and international students, then the recovery will be problematic. And there will be people who will definitely need help, particularly in areas like tourism.
News Corp outlets have reported the federal government was looking to temporarily raise the JobSeeker payment rather to $75 a week. The government then rejected those reports. What did you take away from that?
The government perhaps is testing the water to see what response there is out there in the wider community. It's a little odd because the reports came out from members of the government and then the minister rejected the reports. So maybe they're just floating a thought bubble to see what the reaction is.
Unions, business groups, Labor and Greens, and of course even former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce have all been pushing for a substantial raise to the JobSeeker payment for a while now. Mm. Why then has the government held out for so long when it seems there's such widespread support?
Well, the government's had a long-term policy, 25 years, I think, of not raising, what was it called in the past? It was called something else, New Start. I just think it's part of the way that they don't want to raise the what was previously unemployment benefits, perhaps as a to provide an incentive for people to go to work. That's all. That would be the logic I would think they would have behind that. It's a long established government policy. I think also given their desire to keep spending under control, there's certain things the government does there's other things that the government never raises as well. For example, the amount of money that doctors receive for Medicare consultations, that hasn't gone up for a long, long time either. So it's probably one of those things that the government thinks they should keep fairly fixed. Because they're afraid of cost blowouts, that's all I can think.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has led the government to double the allowance overnight, something that beforehand would have been unimaginable. Do you think this crisis will change how some in the coalition think about welfare?
I think what they did, if you look at what they did at the beginning of the crisis, they did a number of things. One was JobSeeker, they doubled. JobKeeper, which has kept people, in some cases, artificially employed in organisations. They've allowed companies to continue trading while they are actually insolvent, which is very strange. And they've allowed for the superannuation spending, which has been quite considerable as well. So I think my sense is that they did everything on the run through a lot of things and then waited to see what would be the consequences. I don't think it was a sort of planned response to the crisis. Of course, there's issues to do with rent as well, and all of these things are coming to an end in September, so no one's really sure exactly what the consequences will be of ending all these various things. And we also don't know what the state of play will be, given what's happening in Victoria at the moment with COVID-19. I was reading English press this morning, and the English seem to think that they will get a second wave, although we tend to think that we won't get one.
Have you seen any sign that the government will eventually buckle to pressure to raise the allowance substantially?
I haven't seen any sign, but it depends they're not. There's no one suggesting they're going to actually keep the doubled, are they? They're simply looking for a rise. So there again, I mean, there's pressure at the moment to keep JobKeeper up till the end of the year. So there's industries, for example, tourism, where there ain't going to be a lot of work between after September till the end of the year. The tourism will be in trouble, I suspect, until they reopen the borders, not just the internal borders, but the borders for people to come from overseas. And even then, they might not get a lot of people coming. So I suppose the other possibility is they could extend it till the end of the year or something like that, rather than saying we'll keep it on a permanent basis. That's a possibility. Or they could extend some of the payments till the end of the year. It all depends on how serious, I suppose, they take this cliff that we're supposed to be moving towards at the end of September, and what will happen at that point of time.
Dr. Greg Malouche ending that report there by River McCrossan.